I'm Christopher Lighton. This is Open Source from the Watson Institute at Brown University, and this week from Cuba. We call open source an American conversation with global attitude. This one begins with music, for so many reasons. We're in Havana to get a week's taste of what Brown students had a four-month semester to absorb. One idea they came with is that the revolution, even at its 50th anniversary, is not the most interesting thing about Cuba, and Fidel and Raul Castro are not the most interesting things about the revolution. My own prejudice is that music beats sugar as the all-time expressive Cuban export, and that in Cuba, the rumba feel of life will outlive and outrank the revolution in the long run. So this first 15-minute conversation is with a master of Cuban jazz and dancehall music, Bobby Carcasés. He's a singer who plays congas and flugelhorn and alto saxophone. You'll hear him say he's a decathlon musician. He drops other telltale hints of a Cuban musical profile. He's a religious man who believes in reincarnation. He lives and loves Italian opera, Miles Davis, the blues, and Bobby McFerrin. His music has no categories. He believes in a dark, unexplainable genius and geniuses in music. And he makes light of his own anti-American Castro government, which suspected once that jazz was a CIA trick. Here's Bobby Carcasés singing his own song with the pianist Chucho Valdez and his band.
Mi negra bonita se ha puesto muy elegante para que la lleve a un baile en la tropical que van a estrenar. Un ritmo sensacional, tiene mucho swing y tiene mucho sabor. Es un ritmo nuevo dedicado al bailador. Báilalo mi china, ese ritmo cubanco. ¡Chao!
I asked Bobby Carcasés, as an acknowledged master and teacher, where Cuban music is going today.
Okay, I think that the Cuban music now, in this moment, is a very, very, very good moment, because we have, from our schools of music, graduating a lot of genius as musicians, and I will go to Canada in February with a sextet of genius. For example, the bass player, Carlos Rios is 16 years old, and everybody consider that he's a genius. And on saxo player, alto sax, Michel Herrera is another great musician. And my son, for example, is one of those genius in piano, and Chucho Valdez, every time mentioned my son as one of the best pianists in Cuba. And the reason is very clear. In the same genius that we have in sports, we have in music. It's difficult to explain the reason, but it's like that. And I think that this moment is very good, because you can see, if you come to our festival, our jazz festival, Jazz Plaza Festival in February, you will see a lot of groups, youth, musicians, and old people also, like Chucho. Chucho is the president of the festival. I am the creator of the festival, because in 1979 I was leading a jam session every month in La Casa de la Cultura, and I was thinking that it's good to do some festival. In that moment, it was very difficult, because the government think that jazz music is the music of the enemy, the CIA. And when I proposed the jazz festival, the government, the people who are leading the culture in that moment say, but some festival in this moment, you think we have the quantity of musicians to do that? I say, yes, we have. And what do you think about the public, the audience? How will be the behavior? I say, very good. And you think that the jazz music has some relation with the enemy? I say, no, jazz music is the music of the poor people, of the black people of the United States, and is the only, el único aporte a la cultura universal, el único verdadero aporte de la cultura norteamericana a la cultura universal es el jazz.
It's the only thing that's universal is the jazz. That's what Bobby's trying to say. The jazz is universal. It's everywhere.
It's the only thing that I can say that is very original. It's something original from United States. And the relation, something in common through between jazz music and Cuban music is the slave, the African slaves who came from Africa to United States, and the blend with English people and American, the result is jazz music. In Cuba, the blend, the mix with the African people, with Spain and European, is the result of rumba, cha-cha-cha, mambo, danzón, son, and all our music, Yoruba and all that.
Give me your own history in music. How did you pick it up, and how did you master so many instruments and forms, as well as singing?
First, I must tell you that I believe in reincarnation. I practiced yoga from a long time ago, and I think that the soul comes from other life. When I was born, I understood very early that I am an artist, and I came with some powers. Because when I was playing congas, very young, 6, 7 years old, and when I was 12, I bought my first conga. And when I played, I understood that I'm not a white man, and Bobby Carcasses. I felt inside of me another spirit, another power, another man. And it's not so easy to explain, but
no,
Tata Winners always said the same. When I play, I am another man. I am not the same. And you see Tata speaking very slow and very smooth, and when we play conga, it's another man. And I always am practicing conga. In my performance, always I introduce the conga, because I want to show that I can play. Even now that I'm 70, in my last concert in the youth festival, some of the best conga player, Adele, he told me, "Oh, very good," because I play alone. But I always keep conga, because it's not only one of my way to play, and it's and also it's a business also, because I have a lot of students who came and come from the whole world to study, to learn with me.
Do you have a drum here?
Yes, I have.
Can we hear you on a drum?
Yes, yes.
That's not all you know. You play how many instruments, and you sing?
Oh, I was introducing, because Alfonso Arau, the founder of the musical theater, he teach us that if you have more possibilities to entertain the audience, it's best for you, and the audience never will be bored.
Mm.
Understand? And I understood that I'm like, I was an athlete also. I was a champion in triple jump and long jump and high jump in 1956, 57, and 58.
Mm.
But I was looking the people who practice decathlon, D10 sport, and with time I developed some mentality of that I am a decathlonist in art. And I introduce more and more instrument to have more possibilities to have a paint show complex and integrated performance.
Bobby, for people like me who are hungry to know more about Cuban music and to know more, I want to know the music you love. As they say on the BBC in England, tell me five sounds of Cuban music that you would take to a desert island if you're not coming back. Five artists, five songs, five recordings, five groups for all time.
I love Miles Davis, Freddie Howard, and I was listening the last music of Wynton Marsalis, terrific, Bobby McFerrin, Al Jarreau, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, John Hendricks, and Woody Shaw. Woody Shaw is, for me, the best trumpet player of the whole story, but also Dizzy Gillespie and many others. Music, I can tell you, I love summertime, every blues, because I have a lot of blues that are my composition, and also classic music. I was singing classic before I was I started as a professional. I was singing Italian songs from opera, Vesti la Giubba, Torna Sorrento, O Sole Mio, many of those music songs. And about the in Cuba, for example, I love Emiliano Salvador. I don't know if you know him. Emiliano Salvador is a pianist who died a few years ago. Peruchin, and Tata Wines, Changuito, Anga, he died also. And Paquito de Rivera is my friend. Mm. He started with the musical theater also, together. Yes. Chucho, me, and Paquito is the founder.
And Arturo Sandoval.
Arturo. And many. We have many orchestras. We have per capita, we have the most, como se dice, la mayor
percentage.
Percentage. We have more bands than all the other countries.
More bands and they go deeper.
Yeah.
Did you mention Chano Pozzo?
Yeah, Chano Pozzo, yes. Mm. Chano Pozzo, he died in New York in 1948, but he was very original also, because he dances, he plays, he composes, he do all in rumba. Mm. And he is a composer of Manteca, Tintindeo, and many others. With Gillespie was his brother.
Dizzy tells that story about how Chano says, people say, Dizzy no speak Spanish.
No.
I no speak English. He says, we speak Africa.
African. Yeah, but you know, when you want to be understood by some people, you find a way. Mm. And he was very funny, very sympathetic. And very, how you say, charismatic.
Yes.
Charismatic.
Yes.
Everybody said that he was ugly, but it's not true. He was a black man, but normal man. Mm. Very genius. Mm. Like Tata. Tata Wini.
I wish you'd give us a little more conga, little drum.
Okay.
Thank you, Bobby Carcases, from Open Source.
Paul McCarthy produced this conversation, and Sarah Archambault edited it for Open Source. There's more to come from Cuba, about the beat-up but still bewitching city of Havana, about American medical students in Cuba, about the revolution at 50. Join the extended conversation on Cuba at our website, radioopensource.org. I'm Christopher Lydon. Thanks for being there.